Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
First impressions are everything. You only get one shot, one opportunity to come out the gate swinging, especially in the video game industry. Only on the rare occasion does a No Man's Sky come out of nowhere and resurrect itself. At launch, that game failed hard and impressed hardly anyone. But just a few years later, No Man's Sky is beloved by many. And this was the same case with Rainbow Six Siege. But along the way, there are plenty of games that never recover from their bad launches. So with that being said, I'm Ben Roy from WhatCulture.com, and this is the 10 worst video game launches ever. Number 10, the Master Chief Collection. Halo was a force to be reckoned with since day one on Xbox. Combat Evolved carried the system for years, pretty much, and will go down as one of the greatest launch titles ever. But at the dawn of the last generation, Halo kind of lost its momentum. Now this is thanks to the guard changing and, well, Bungie going to look for wizards on the moon. But another big dent in Halo's popularity was the fact that the Master Chief Collection didn't set the world on fire, because, well, it was on fire itself. Somehow 343 Industries messed up Halo, the cornerstone of Xbox. Microsoft had to issue an apology and give away Halo ODST for free. Matchmaking didn't work in multiplayer, and trying to play co-op campaigns? Well, it wasn't worth it. To this day, players are still finding some issues with this collection, but thankfully it works. Mostly. Number 9. Diablo 3. Diablo 2 is without a doubt one of the most beloved games of all time. Releasing way back at the turn of the millennium, it was, and still well is, played endlessly by diehards. But Diablo 3 launched in 2012, and 10 years on from that, the video game industry was very different. These were now products and they had to make real money. So enter the real money auction house, which kind of broke the game at launch. Now, funnily enough, Diablo 3 was predicted to sell 6.66 million units in year one, but in just its first day, it sold 3.5 million. So why was it considered a bad launch? Well, we go back to the real money auction house. The game's metal was destroyed and items that were picked up were just put on the auction house, which made this less of a game and more of something you would farm money from. Thankfully, this was eventually dropped and turned Diablo 3 back into more of a game. And if that wasn't bad enough, the servers were so overloaded, they kept crashing all the time, constantly disconnecting players and stopping them from playing. Number 8. Umbrella Corps. For a while now, Capcom have been trying to make Resident Evil multiplayer, and it didn't start with Umbrella Corps, but it certainly hit a wall here. This game really felt like a half-assed way of getting multiplayer into Resident Evil. This offering had no flesh to it, literally. Overshadowed by the announcement of Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, Umbrella Corps just fell into obscurity straight away. Most players had even forgot it existed by the time Resident Evil 7 launched, not even a year later. Thanks to the stats on Steam, we can just see how little people played this game, with it reaching an all-time peak of 428 players in 24 hours. The game never got higher than this, and in fact, it slowly fell to the point where even the zombies buggered off. No wonder Capcom dropped the Resident Evil name from this game. Number 7. SOCOM 4 US Navy SEALs. This game never really got a fair shot at things, as it launched when PlayStation was in turmoil. We're now 10 years from the events, but back in 2011, the PlayStation Network was down. Lasting 23 days, the great PSN outage cost Sony millions, thanks to hackers really opening the thing up. But one of the most unfortunate victims of all this had to be SOCOM 4. More than likely leading to the untimely closure of Zipper Interactive, the great PSN outage hit just the day after SOCOM launched. This, of course, killed all the hopes that Zipper and Sony had for the franchise going forward, because as with most shooters, it relied on its online component, and when there's no online, no one can play it, so it's dead. Once the PSN came back to life, SOCOM failed to get an audience, and on January 28th, 2014, the online servers were shut down, effectively killing the game and SOCOM as a franchise. Number 6. WWE 2K20. Some would argue that the wrestling games peaked with No Mercy back on the N64, and there'll be others that say Here Comes the Pain was the high point back on the PS2. But what everyone can agree with is WWE 2K20 being a total mess. Which is really baffling because 2K got off to a good start. But fast forward 6 years later, and these games are unplayable. It's become painfully obvious that 2K and WWE are fully aware that people will buy these games regardless. But in 2019, the bubble finally burst. 2K20 was so bad, so broken, so full of bugs that it caused the main WWE franchise to take a break for the first time since 1999. 2K's looking to bring back the franchise with 2K2022, but everyone should wait for the reviews first before purchasing this. And with an AEW game on the horizon, 2K really have their work cut out for them. Number 5. SimCity 2013. Now, even though the SimCity games never reached the heights of the house builders, SimCity is always trucked along with loyal fans. So when news hit that EA were finally going to give us a new entry in the franchise back in 2013, with new features and a fresh coat of graphics, the fan base was full of joy. Though when the game launched, it was a mess. For some strange reason that can only be tracked back to, well, business people, the game required to always be online. Now this is annoying and not the worst thing in the known universe. But when the game launched, the servers were busted. Combined with software and download issues, this meant the game never really got going. And in 2015, the studio was closed. An offline mode was eventually added to SimCity, but it was too late. These days it's been overtaken by City Skylines and Surviving Mars, leaving there no real hunger for a SimCity anytime soon. Number 4. Star Wars Battlefront 2. The second appearance from EA on this list, and sadly, this one didn't want to challenge everything. Nope, the second Battlefront offering just wanted to nickel and dime you, due to the growing popularity of microtransactions. Selling a box copy of the game just wasn't enough anymore for the big publishers. Yes, there are some arguments for inflation, and that game prices haven't risen for years, but there had to be another way around this rather than making Darth Vader endlessly grindable for. And thanks to Electronic Arts, the whole loot box market was destroyed. So at least we can thank them for that. Only a few games now get away with this one, like a certain franchise dropping loot boxes onto Normandy Beach. Yeah, that's real tasteful. After all the controversy and having the most downvoted Reddit post of all time, EA finally took a left turn and made Battlefront 2 a great experience, adding tons of free content, updates and patches. This is now widely seen as one of the best Battlefront games, and for good merit. Though Battlefront 2 won't quite wash the stink off that it had back at launch. Number 3. Fallout 76. Now it's well known by this point that if you buy a Bethesda game at launch, it's probably going to come with a few bugs, like Skyrim on PS3, which is still busted to this day. Maybe there's a reason Bethesda went with Xbox instead, but their last major game before the 7.5 billion buyout was Fallout 76, which might honestly be their most broken game to date. More like an MMO than a single player role playing game, Fallout 76 was a barren world with no NPCs to speak of. There were robots and computer terminals, but they don't count. Now this made sense, kind of, as Vault 76 was one of the first vaults to open, but it didn't mean it was fun. And if some lucky players could get online and play with friends, well, there wasn't that much to do, of any interest anyway. And this was after getting around the bugs, bad load times, and glitches galore. NPCs were eventually added, and some bugs ironed out, and even after it being kind of free on Xbox Game Pass, it's still not really worth your time. Number 2. Aliens Colonial Marines. Licensed games have a certain reputation to them. They come out with an expectation that they won't be, well, that good. And unfortunately, this was certainly the case with Aliens Colonial Marines. What didn't help this game either is the demos and trailers left people wondering how good this could be. Somehow it blended horror with action, and that's really hard to do in a multiplayer game. Not only that, the graphics and lighting looked phenomenal for the time, but when the game finally came out, this wasn't the case. With so much scuttlebutt surrounding this game, it's really hard to find out what went wrong. With the rumors of Gearbox shifted money from Aliens over to Borderlands being the greatest offense. But when it comes down to it and we look at the game at launch, it just wasn't fun to play. And years later, this came down to the fact that some broken code ruined the Aliens AI. So honestly, if this was noticed at launch, Colonial Marines might have not been that bad. Number 1. Cyberpunk 2077. But when it comes down to broken games at launch, Cyberpunk 2077 is the winner with a bullet, thanks to it being pretty much unplayable on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. After 7 long years of hype and the phenomenal Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, CD Projekt Red couldn't do any wrong. This game was gonna sell like hotcakes regardless. And so it did. But what they got wasn't a warm baked treat. Nope, instead they got a hot mess. And even now, the game is barely playable on the last gen systems. games. And this being, of course, where the most copies of Cyberpunk were sold. So trying to quell some bad will of the players, CDPR offered a refund. But that means they just went and annoyed Sony. So what did Sony do? Well, they quickly sorted out a refund policy, but then outright took Cyberpunk off the store. Over 100 days later and Cyberpunk still isn't on the PSN, even after several patches and updates. So by this point, it's anyone's guess if it ever comes back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.